Listening to our community, what you told us about PSP and CBD. Mark Jackson, Director of Policy and Influencing. Hundreds of people affected by PSP and CBD shared their experiences through the PSPA Survey 2025. Some of you completed it online and others filled in a paper copy, often alongside already demanding caring roles or while living with a complex condition. First and foremost, we want to say thank you. Each page completed, each box ticked, each comment written has helped us build a clearer picture of what life with PSP and CBD looks like today and what needs to change. We are analysing the data and drawing detailed conclusions about what your feedback tells us. We'll be publishing a report containing these conclusions and recommendations later this year. For now, we wanted to reflect back what you told us, share some high-level themes from your responses, and set out how your voices will shape our work in the years ahead. The reality of life with PSP and CBD. The PSPA Survey 2025 paints a stark picture of daily life for people living with PSP and CBD, and for the carers who support them. For many respondents, everyday life is challenging. Loss of independence, communication difficulties, mobility problems, eating and swallowing issues, and changes in thinking and behaviour are common. Mental and emotional strain, anxiety, frustration, low mood and stress feature heavily in people's lives. What is particularly striking is the level of severity and dependency reported. A large proportion of respondents described PSP or CBD as having a severe impact on their day-to-day functioning, often requiring full-time care and support. This reflects what we hear through our helpline and support services. Diagnosis remains too slow, too complex, too often wrong. One of the clearest and most troubling messages from the survey concerns diagnosis. Too many of you are still describing long and complicated journeys before receiving a correct diagnosis of PSP or CBD. For some, it took several years from first symptoms to diagnosis. Many had to see their GP multiple times before being referred to a specialist, and a significant number were passed between different professionals along the way. Perhaps most concerning is that misdiagnosis remains common, with Parkinson's disease being the most frequent initial diagnosis. While overlap between these conditions is well recognised, delayed or incorrect diagnosis can mean missed opportunities for appropriate support, information and planning at a critical time. Although there are some signs of gradual improvement compared to previous years, such as slightly shorter waits in some parts of the pathway, you told us that diagnosis is still too slow and too inconsistent. This reinforces the importance of PSPA's ongoing work to raise awareness of PSP and CBD among healthcare professionals, advocate for faster access to specialist assessment, and continue to push for more workforce capacity and shorter waiting lists in the NHS. A system that feels fragmented. Another strong theme running through the survey is a lack of coordination between the different health and social care services involved in caring for people affected by PSP and CBD. Many respondents told us they do not have a single named professional coordinating their care, but would like one. Others were unsure who, if anyone, played that role. This lack of clarity can leave families feeling they have to navigate a complex system alone, repeatedly explaining the condition to several different health and social care professionals who may have limited knowledge of PSP or CBD. when conditions are as rare, complex and progressive as both PSP and CBD are, coordination matters. Without it, care can become reactive, disjointed and exhausting for families to manage. This is an area where we are particularly concerned and where we believe sustained advocacy is needed to improve joined-up care across health and social care services. The hidden cost of PSP and CBD. Your responses highlighted the financial impact of PSP and CBD. Many families reported facing new or increased costs related to care, equipment, transport, or reduced income. While some said they were managing reasonably well, a significant proportion told us they were struggling, sometimes severely. Alongside this, many carers reported not receiving financial support linked to their caring role or being unsure what they might be entitled to. This echoes what we hear regularly on our helpline and in our support groups, that navigating benefits and entitlements can be confusing, time-consuming and stressful. Supporting people to access the benefits and entitlements they are entitled to remains a key priority for PSPA, both through the direct support we provide and through wider campaigning for a fairer system. Carers are the backbone of support and under immense strain. For the first time in a PSPA survey, we asked carers directly about their caring role. Many carers reported providing care for very long hours each week, often alongside work or other responsibilities. Large numbers told us they felt emotionally overwhelmed, socially isolated, and that their own well-being had been negatively affected by their caring role. At the same time, carers are often the people who coordinate appointments, manage medication, seek information, and act as advocates. Not just for their loved one, but within a complex system that doesn't always recognise their role. Supporting carers is essential, and carers deserve a better deal from our health and social care system. Improving recognition, access to assessments, emotional support, and practical help for carers will remain central to PSPA's work in 2026 and beyond. What you told us about PSPA. Where people have used PSPA services, satisfaction is high. Support groups and our helpline are widely valued by those of you who access them. However, the survey also shows that not everyone is aware of all the services PSPA offers, particularly people earlier in their journey or people living with the condition themselves. Carers are often the main point of contact with PSPA, acting as a bridge between the charity and the person they support. This tells us that the challenge is to help people find PSPA sooner and make it easier to know where to start to access support from us. Research, willingness, but barriers remain. Finally, the survey explored research. Many respondents told us they have never taken part in research, not because they are opposed to it, but because they've never been asked, don't know how to get involved, or feel their condition is too advanced. At the same time, there is clear interest in research participation and brain donation. This suggests a gap between willingness and opportunity, one we are keen to help close by improving information, signposting and collaboration with researchers. What happens next? Your feedback has confirmed where PSPA's focus needs to be. Continuing to raise awareness of PSP and CBD among the people who need to know more about the conditions, advocating for faster diagnosis and better coordinated care, supporting carers and connecting our community with support, entitlements and research opportunities. Most importantly, it reminds us of the scale of the challenge and how much more work there is to be done. Once again, thank you to everyone who took part. Your voices are shaping our priorities, strengthening our advocacy, and helping us push for a better future for everyone affected by PSP and CBD.